The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You can live a pain-free life, and better yet, it can be done without drugs and medication. Welcome to Mastering a Healthy Life with your host, Judy Poole. Our show will help you to become responsible for your own health by bringing you the tools, positive attitudes, and confidence in order to get you back to good health and keep you there. Now, here is your host, Judy Poole.
Hello, welcome. Welcome, listeners. This is Judy Poole, and the show is Mastering a Healthy Life. The email for me is va@becomepainfree.net. And if you have any questions you want answered, whether for me or Dr. John, please email me and I will make sure the questions are answered. Once again, the email is va@becomepainfree.net. The name of the segment is called the electromagnetic fields. Are they good or bad? Now, we all are surrounded by electromagnetic fields of radiation at home, at work, and at play. We all use appliances, computers, cordless phones, and television throughout the day. And they are all sources of electromagnetic radiation. Now, Dr. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me, Judy.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't we need all these electromagnetic fields?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, electromagnetic fields, many of them come from the sun itself. And we know that if we didn't have the radiation from the sun, we'd probably be like an asteroid or rock out in space somewhere.
Yeah, we wouldn't
be lifeless. So we do need radiation.
Okay, so where do the they're talking about all these different fields of radiation that they can be bad for you? So you talked about that they come from the sun.
I think what people need to know, number one, is we are in the scientific or technological field. They separate electromagnetic fields into two areas. One is one of ionizing, and one is non-ionizing. Ionizing is the capacity of an electromagnetic field to be able to break off or undo, if you will, molecular structures. And that kind of waves that we would see to be able to do that are like gamma waves, X-rays, so on and so forth, that are powerful enough through heat or through other activity to be able to actually change physical structures.
Okay.
Non-ionizing, on the other hand, could be microwaves, so on and so forth, but low enough so that they can't necessarily, in a short period of time, modify physical structures.
Okay, so they're not really that dangerous for us.
Well, like microwaves, for example, coming from a telephone, we know that if we've all seen microwave ovens at work, and we know that microwave oven can boil water in a very short period of time.
Yes.
It depends on how much volume you put it up to. But bringing the volume down on a microwave oven doesn't mean that over a long period of time that it won't have some kind of interference with known frequencies. Now, as human bodies or as biological models go, we are made up of 70 trillion cells, and these 70 trillion cells actually communicate one with the other, gather information,
right,
and actually sends that information up to the brain, and the cell waits in turn for the brain to come back and tell it to wiggle, jiggle, excrete, secrete, to move, or to make a copy of itself. So it relies on a congruent information flow in a constant manner. So that is a form of communication. It's a form of frequency.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, everything in this whole universe is made of matter, but matter is given its form by frequency.
Wow. Okay.
So everything, whether a piece of rice or a human body or even the planet itself, has been shaped by specific frequencies.
And that when we talked about grounding before, that was the frequency of the Earth, right?
Yeah, that was the frequency coming from the Earth. So we know that the Earth then has a specific frequency that seems to keep everything going called the Schumann waves or Schumann harmonics of frequencies.
Okay.
Which are the same frequencies that your brain actually uses, which is 783, 786, and that harmonics, to be able to be relaxed and in a clear state where you can understand and you can see depth and you can see the four corners of your computer screen.
Okay.
Which is quite the opposite of another mode, which is beta frequency. And beta frequency is the fight or flight mode.
Okay.
And the alpha is the eat, sleep, digest, and assimilate mode.
Okay.
And so we need to spend more time in alpha than we would in beta, right?
I would hope.
it would
maintain a more calm state for everybody.
Well, yeah, it means that you're not going to burn yourself out as fast in an alpha state as you would in a beta state. Beta state is all hell breaks loose.
Well, and that's more where your anger and arguments come from.
When emotions go up, intelligence goes down. We all know that.
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, that's how it goes.
Yes. But we have these other waves that we're told that are not good for us.
Well, one of the things that we know that certain waves, coming from the sun, like ultraviolet waves, may damage us over time.
Right.
But in general, waves, we are protected from damaging waves from the sun through filtering system that surrounds the planet, surrounds the Earth.
Right. So
gamma waves, so on and so forth, would be a form of frequency that we're more or less protected from.
Right.
So that in general, we're fairly safe. But what I mentioned about cells needing to communicate with each other, they need congruency in that information. So what cells do is they carry information, and even the heart produces informational waves as well, so that we are a complete communication system requiring congruency in the frequencies that cells use to speak with each other.
Okay.
Now, we know that all matter has been formed or is formed by frequency, and the only way that you can actually change matter is by frequency as well.
Okay, didn't know that. So you change matter?
You can change matter with another frequency.
Well, okay, like going from a gas to a liquid.
Yeah, you can. I'll give you a better example. Now, we've all seen the singer who was able to, I don't remember her, this famous singer who was able to shatter a champagne glass or wine glass with her voice.
Right.
Now, the glass has its own resonant frequency. And when the singer is able to make that resonance increase, she can actually shatter that glass. So one frequency can change the matter with another frequency. So frequency can affect frequency.
Okay, so you have a good frequency and you have a bad frequency.
Well, they're all good.
Well, they're all good.
If you have a frequency that is your signature,
right?
Your body, you resonate at a certain frequency. That's the difference between Judy and John, is that we both have our own frequencies.
Right.
And that's when somebody comes into the room, you say, I don't like her energy.
Right.
She has a frequency that seems to trouble my frequency.
Okay.
Okay, so we refer almost like, you know, we ad-lib on this. We say, okay, I just don't like her energy.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like her.
Or I don't like this place, or I don't like this situation because the energy is not nice.
Right. There's something about it.
There's something about it. And so that energy then has substance.
Well, it does, yes.
And it can trouble our own frequency. Certain colors, for example, we know that all colors are frequencies as well.
That's true. We do know that.
Yeah. So that we know that wearing certain colors, like black, for example, will change your own personal frequency.
Yes, it does.
We know that red will excite your frequency.
Yes.
So we know that colors, which are actually are electrical frequencies, because even Einstein was able to tell us the only Nobel Prize that he ever won was for his work on being able to show us mathematically how light can be transformed into electricity, or light is electricity. So I call Albert Einstein the father of the modern-day solar panel.
Yeah, that's probably where we got the basis from, right?
So, you know, solar panels, they work because they actually receive frequencies, and those frequencies are transformed into an electrical current.
Okay.
So then we know that frequency has that kind of matter to it. It's actually electrical frequency is an electromagnetic wave or form.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Or electricity.
So basically we're all
electrical beings.
Electrical beings kind of interacting with each other.
We all interact with each other. We're all electrical beings. And one being can actually affect the frequency of another being.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true.
So then how does man-made, manufactured waves affect us as a whole, as a bearer of specific frequencies?
Right. No, that's right.
I think that's a big question. That is very hard scientifically. I'll tell you what's hard. I don't know if we have devices that can actually measure this, but we do know if we have 35 women working in a bank.
Okay.
There is a phenomenon that happens to those 35 women. Do you know what it is?
They get catty sometimes.
Menstrual cycles seem
menstrual
to
cycles, right.
All line up, right?
Yep, they do.
So yep. How do you study that scientifically?
A good question.
But we know for some reason that there is a resonance that happens.
Yeah, and that happens in a family,
and the others
too.
Will have a tendency to line up with the stronger resonance.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you're right.
So it is measured in the resonance value, but there's no meter to be able to measure that.
No.
But we know it's a phenomenon that happens. We know that cuckoo clocks, you know, a clock shop, the TikToks will all start lining up after a while.
They do.
So that they all of us start sounding, tick-tocking at the same time. Or
you're right.
Piano.
Yeah, I've been in a shop where that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a bunch of pianos in a concert room where you hit one key and all the pianos will resonate on that same key?
Well, I didn't know that, but
yeah,
that would make sense from what we're doing, yeah.
Okay. So then we know that we're also resonant beings.
Yes.
Because, you know, women, men, we all line up somehow.
Somehow we all line up.
Space and time.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, we all line up.
We all line up.
We just have to find the right combination of the right frequencies.
Yeah. So the question is, if we are resonant beings, if we function at a specific kind of frequency, which is our own identity, our own sacred geometry, we find that this specific frequency is who we are and what protects us as beings. Can we be influenced by an outside frequency?
I would think yes.
Now, what if I think the misleading subject has always been, how about the frequencies that come from cell phones?
The frequency that comes from cell phones.
Now, there are several frequencies. You have radio waves and you have microwaves, because you have towers that transmit congruent
right.
information, which means that the what you're hearing on this phone is what you're hearing at your phone, on your phone. So there is a carrier wave. And
okay.
that carrier will bring proper congruent information. So you have radio waves and you have microwaves, but you also have that wave that makes your phone ring or finds your phone.
That's true.
So a cell phone is an amalgam of several frequencies.
Interesting. Okay. Well, in 3 minutes we have to have a break. So if we talk about all these...
What I'm calling about misleading is that we spend so much time talking about, is a cell phone dangerous or not? We know that if you have normal use by technological companies such as Nokia, iPhone, so on and so forth, it's about half an hour a week. But I don't know anybody who uses a cell phone for half an hour a week.
I don't know of anyone who would even think of using it a half hour a week.
It's not just a question of holding it up against your head. It's a question of having it on your body. Because
so
cell phones, to make your cell phone ring, have to check out what your number is. So you're constantly invaded by frequencies from cell phone towers.
Okay. And they're all around us, too, so yeah.
So the towers are sending it, they're looking, they're seeking constantly. I remember going through northern Alberta in a car at 80 miles an hour and having a call come in from England. I said, how did you find me?
Wow.
So it means to have found me driving in the back road at 80 miles an hour and somebody from England found me, it means that towers were actually looking for me.
Well, that could be scary.
That's how it works.
Because then we have satellites too, right?
Yeah, wasn't necessarily a satellite. This was by some kind of a tower that was bouncing from tower to tower to tower looking for John's cell phone.
Oh, that's incredible. But that's how it works.
But that's how it works. Which
yeah.
means that there's always somebody looking for someone somewhere, and I'm getting everybody is coming to check my phone to see if it's me or not.
Well, yeah, because if I'm on vacation, I'm not in New York, I'll be, you know, out west someplace.
So they'll find you.
They'll find me. They do find me. It
they
always
do
happens.
They find you. So it means that you are always visited by frequencies.
And I'm always available yeah, by frequency.
To see if your cell phone is tuned into that frequency or not.
Okay. Well, that could be...
So cell phones are an amalgam of multi-frequencies.
Okay.
And we do use cell phones. We might use it on our heads maybe half an hour, but I think most people seem to be today using cell phones a lot more. They love their cell phones. They watch videos, they play games, but they forget to turn the thing off. And they've always got the radio receiver on.
Yes. Yes, we do. We always do.
We don't always put it in flight mode where you're in flight, and even tell you on an airplane, turn your cell phone off, you are bothering our radio communications.
Right.
But your body doesn't say, turn your darn cell phone off because you're bothering our inboard communication.
No, it doesn't. It just kind of sits there and takes everything in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
So when's that break?
That break is almost now. It's
We'll go into what when you come back.
Yeah,
when you come back, we'll go into it a little bit more.
Yeah, but we can break now.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is the first break, and you're listening to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole and her guest, Dr. John Hachet. And we'll be back shortly. Just remember, if you will have any questions, to email my account at va@becomepainfree.net. And if you want to check out any information on what we're talking about, go to betterhealthcommunity.com and check EMF dangers. You can click on that, and it will take you to the website and start explaining more about what we're going to be talking about the radiation waves. So hopefully everybody's listening, and we can take a break now.
Your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Visit Judy Poole's website at becomepainfree.net to find out more about our services and products. We offer home and professional devices for personal pain management. You can start healing immediately. The site offers four programs designed to reduce pain and inflammation. Plus, you can find out about becoming biofeedback certified through Avazia. The Avazia devices are made in the USA. There are professional devices for medical use. Included in the price is an instructional class. You can become CEU certified with the instructional classes. You can also meet other professionals who are successfully using Avazia. There are also products for seniors, pets, and home use. Learn more about isometric muscle balance and get on with your life, keeping your pain management in check. Visit becomepainfree.net or call Judy directly at 845-339-8383 for more information. We are here for anyone who has an active lifestyle, has had accidents that have affected them physically, people with migraines, disabilities, or any physical ailments. That website again is becomepainfree.net.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you have about the show or any of the techniques we've discussed. Please send your emails to va@becomepainfree.net. That's va@becomepainfree.net. Now, back to Mastering a Healthy Life.
Hi, this is Judy Poole again, and we're talking to Dr. John Hache, and you are listening to Mastering a Healthy Life. And we are talking about the electromagnetic fields that we have around us every day. And what we want to know is, what can we do to protect ourselves from these potentially harmful rays, these fields that can possibly harm us and our children. So, Dr. John.
Okay, thank you, Judy.
What can we do?
We were talking about cell phones, and one of the things that I want to bring up is the biological impact of your cell phone. It's not necessarily related to its power, which is quite weak, and this is what the cell phone companies are defending themselves on. Although, if you start reading the insert, they'll tell you to keep it away from your body.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they have that stipulation.
All the inserts, it will tell you, will warn you to keep it away from your body. But what we're referring to is rather the erratic nature of the signal and its ability to disrupt resonance, that we talked about resonance.
Yes.
And interfere with DNA repair. Now, DNA repair is kind of important.
Oh, yes.
Because DNA contains the information of how to repair body parts. And body parts need to be repaired on a second-by-second and microsecond basis.
Yes.
So if the body is not able to repair itself because the DNA has been damaged, which is what happens in radiation, Fukushima and Nagasaki, Hiroshima, all these things, where there's a huge amount of radiation that was propagated in space. What happens when people die of radiation is because their body breaks down and is no longer able to repair itself.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So
now, the earlier research has shown that also that wearing a cell phone on your hip may weaken the air of your pelvis.
As in a broken
bone? And a lot of people carry it on their hip.
So will it weaken the bone too?
Will it weaken the bone? It actually will also affect, I mean, one of the things that I see a lot of men do is they actually put their cell phone in their pockets.
Right.
And that will actually affect a man's sperm count and the quality and the motility of their sperm.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay, so we'll see them at the fertility clinics and so on and so forth. But the first thing that we ask them at the fertility clinic is, do you have a cell phone? Where do you wear it?
And they say in their pocket.
I see a lot of young girls, high school girls, university girls, they all have a cell phone, and the iPhone is the big thing.
Yes.
But where do they carry it? They either have it in their hand or they have it in their jeans pocket right over their ovaries. And this really troubles me. I think that we're going to see a lot of trouble in the future on this.
Yeah, I think you're right, because they do put that in their pocket, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't carry the purses so much anymore.
Yeah. No. Because I don't know if they're scared of missing calls or there is so much use of a cell phone today that they have it close to their face all the time.
They do. They do.
So as a general rule, then, you'll want to avoid carrying your phone anywhere on your body.
So you need a knapsack or something.
Yeah. So the most dangerous place to be in terms of radiation exposure is within about 6 inches of the emitting antenna, especially when it is put next to the soft tissue, such as your pants or your shirt pocket. And if you listen to cardiologists, they'll tell you, never put your cell phone in your shirt pocket. If you watch any TV programs where, you know, whether it be Rookie Blue or any of these other programs, you'll always see the detectives with their cell phone in their shirt pocket.
Yeah, you're right.
You listen to Dr. Sinatra, cardiologist, he'll tell you, if you do that, you're setting yourself up for a heart attack.
Heart attack?
Yeah, because it actually interferes with
the
necessary electromagnetic field that your heart uses to power its heart.
Oh, wow. So it just emits the wrong frequency.
Yeah. And the other thing that we're looking at as well, and we haven't been looking at, is because whenever I get on a plane or I see a congregation or even in a restaurant, I'll always see children, parents, and will actually put an iPad in front of their child.
Yes, that's their babysitter a lot of times.
It becomes the babysitter.
Yes.
But they don't always turn the transmitting receiving antenna off.
No.
So that the danger of an iPad is greater than the danger of a cell phone. There is much more power in receiving and transmitting in an iPad than there is in an iPhone.
Wow. So you're really endangering the life of humans.
Totally, and we'll see the same thing. We supply our children with an iTouch because kids in grade 5, 4, 5, 6, and 7, we don't want to supply them with an iPhone because maybe we worry about the cell phone bill or whatever.
Whatever.
But there are very powerful transmitting and receiving devices within an iTouch as well. And they'll spend hours on iTouch, eye-facing each other, and they communicate with each other constantly through these devices. Or they'll spend a huge amount of time and never turn the transmitter off.
Well, I don't think anybody thinks about turning a transmitter off.
No. Or somebody will hardwire the transmission into the computers, but will not turn the wireless transmission off, which you have to do with your provider.
Well, yeah. No, in this "if I want now" world, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No.
The other thing is that we are all surrounded. I know I have refused a smart meter on my house.
I didn't
smart
think
meters are
that.
A big thing, a big war, a big concern for a lot of people worldwide, and they have all appeared worldwide all of a sudden.
On the smart meters.
Smart meters. Now, the smart meter is a meter that actually gauges the amount of electricity you're using in your home and sends it wirelessly to your substation where they're doing the administration.
Oh, is that? Okay.
So the problem that we have here is that it is like a high-end cell phone. Transmitting, I think it's over 70 to 80 to 90 times a day.
A day?
Per day.
Wow.
So that it's able to know about the surges, the ups, the downs, and so on and so forth about your electricity use on a daily basis. So that and if you don't have one, your neighbor has one. I refused one, but my neighbor has accepted one.
Okay.
So I get his transmission through my house.
Wow.
If I don't have Wi-Fi in the house, but my neighbor has Wi-Fi, I have seven neighbors around me. I have seven people with Wi-Fi, and I can check that out just by opening up my cell phone. My cell phone is forever looking for Wi-Fi or wireless.
Yes.
And it'll give me a whole list of who's got wireless in my area.
Yep. And whether you can tap into it.
Yep. And if I had the password, I could actually use somebody else's.
Sure.
Which means that I have no choice whether I want Wi-Fi or not. I got it.
That's true.
Now,
yes.
All of these things are going on, and we added with the fobs, with our cars, our automobiles, our electric cars. All of these things are electromagnetic frequencies, and they all have the capacity of wiping out our DNA.
Wiping out our DNA.
Which is this is scientific. This is not speculation. This is a fact.
Wow. So they can just, it goes in and changes it like a mutation, or it just eliminates it?
Well, what happens is that because your DNA is a part of your cell that actually contains information on how to repair the body itself.
Okay.
It is actually sends that information out wirelessly. Radiation will actually wipe out, it's like almost like the information on your credit card. It'll actually wipe that information out.
So it's like when your computer crashes, it just goes.
A DNA, it's like an alphabet, 26 letters. You don't have to knock the whole alphabet out to screw up the conversation.
No, that's true.
Just a letter here and a letter there.
And that's all it takes.
And you lose congruency as we go along.
Right.
It might take 5 years. It might take 10 years, but over the span of a generation, we're looking at Olle Johansson, a PhD out of Karolinska Institute in Sweden. He suggests that the mouse model has about 5 generations to go.
5 generations. That's not very much.
That's not very much. That's a maximum of 125 years for humankind on this planet.
Wow.
And that was at the rate. We're not looking at the new technology. Google has no plan on backing off. Apple has no plans of backing off. They're looking at being able to tie a cell phone to your wrist and putting a computer onto your eyeglasses. We're looking at the towers that we have to supply us with our information to feed all of these devices. Is not enough. They're going to start putting towers in our homes.
Well, that could be scary.
And I'm not ranting here. This is a fact.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you have cell phones and your eyeglasses and basically any place you want them because you want information now.
So what can we do about it? Now, there was a project which is interesting. I'll draw a parallel.
Okay.
Georgia Tech, we're given a project of being able to take energy from the air, the environment, almost like a Tesla sort of intervention, and be able to power small motors. So what they did, they knew they had enough power in the air from electromagnetic fields that were generated or created by human beings, by us.
Okay.
That they were actually able to put a little electronic antenna, grab the energy, wrap it up through a Tesla coil, and power small electronic engines with it.
Wow.
We do this what they did is they picked up on the technology that's already being used. When you think about it, how do we receive our TV information? We grab it out of the air or through a cable and we transform it into an image.
Right.
How do we do it with a radio? Whether you've got a whip antenna on your car or not, you're actually grabbing it out of the air, you're transforming it into music or into words.
True.
So it is just a question of grabbing that information out of the air and transforming it into a frequency that nurtures the body. And the known frequencies that nurture the body are in the Schumann wave frequencies, the 786, 783 frequencies. They are the alpha frequencies that keep us healthy.
Like the Avasia we talked about, that all those frequencies help.
Yeah, we have those frequencies built right into our Avasia devices.
Okay.
So the company that has been doing that since 1960 some odd, they've been doing a lot of research. It first started out in agriculture because agricultural plants are also living beings or living things, and they are also affected by electromagnetic frequencies.
Okay.
So the research started on crops, and they were able to show that by transforming these waves into alpha waves, that crops grew better, stronger, and more nutritious, had better mineral content.
Yes, I read that on the website.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they went on to people, to farm animals. I think they started with farm animals first, horses, so on and so forth. And then they moved to people last. Because in Europe, they are already 10% of the European population is electrosensitive.
Really? 10%?
10% means that they are in a disease state.
From the electromagnetic?
From electromagnetic fields.
Fields. Wow.
Now, here's the scary part. They suggest, I think it's by 2016, 2017, that 50% of the European population will be electrosensitive.
So in a few years?
In very few years.
Wow.
So certain countries have already started to ban Wi-Fi in schools. They haven't banned Wi-Fi in people's homes. The kids that are reactive to Wi-Fi in schools, definitely they're going to be reactive to it at home as well, because they're going to spend more time at home than they are in the school.
Well, that's true. So they're beginning to go backwards against technology.
They're going backwards. What Flo are saying, they're saying we have to live in harmony with this technology because they're not going to back off.
No,
we have
not.
To find a way to bridge a gap between technology and humanity. So the only thing that we can see that is going to protect us, protect humanity, protect our children, protect our pregnant women, is actually to be able to use the energy that's being created, harness it, scavenge it, if you will, and transform it into beneficial waves.
Okay.
That's the most brilliant way of looking at it. You can't blanket. You can't absorb. There's too many of them. You can't block it. It's almost like being a wagon train surrounded by Indians. There's just no way you're going to be able to defend yourself.
That's true. We have a break coming up pretty soon, actually, almost now. So why don't we discuss how we can really help ourselves and our children right after
the break. We'll look at this a little bit more and the different kind of devices that they've actually created that will protect you and transform electromagnetic frequencies that are damaging into beneficial ones.
Yes. We'll do that right after we come back.
Okay.
Okay? So great. You are listening to Judy Poole and Dr. John Hache at Mastering a Healthy Life. If you want to know more about this subject, go to betterhealthcommunity.com and check on EMF danger. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Visit Judy Poole's website at becomepainfree.net to find out more about our services and products. We offer home and professional devices for personal pain management. You can start healing immediately. The site offers four programs designed to reduce pain and inflammation, Plus, you can find out about becoming biofeedback certified through Avazia. The Avazia devices are made in the USA. There are professional devices for medical use. Included in the price is an instructional class. You can become CEU certified with the instructional classes. You can also meet other professionals who are successfully using Avazia. There are also products for seniors, pets, and home use. Learn more about isometric muscle balance and get on with your life keeping your pain management in check. Visit becomepainfree.net or call Judy directly at 845-339-8383 for more information. We are here for anyone who has an active lifestyle, has had accidents that have affected them physically, people with migraines, disabilities, or any physical ailments. That website again is becomepainfree.net.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you have about the show or any of the techniques we've discussed. Please send your emails to va at becomepainfree.net. That's va at becomepainfree.net. Now, back to Mastering a Healthy Life.
Hi, this is Judy Poole. And again, you're listening to Mastering a Healthy Life. And we're talking about electromagnetic fields. And once again, if you want to learn more about the subject, go to betterhealthcommunity.com and click on EMF dangers. And we were talking about what we can do to protect ourselves from these dangerous fields. And we were talking about what the research done in Europe on how the governments there were beginning to have the schools back off from their wireless Wi-Fi in the schools to protect their children. So let's talk again to Dr. John Hache and find out more about this. Dr. John?
Yeah, so what they've done in Europe, they know that they can't really stop the advance of technology for one reason or another because they have more money than the pharmaceutical people have, so there's more
yeah.
lobbying going on. So what they had to do is they had to try to find a way to be able to bridge that gap between humankind and technology so that we can live harmoniously in this field that we are creating. It's not ideal. It is not the best thing, but for some reason it's going to take us years before we finally realize that just like smoking or any of the other things that we thought were good things to do at the time turn out to be very noxious for our health.
Yes.
We wouldn't even think we go back in time now and about our nuclear habits. You know, when we gave the responsibility to our government to protect us from the Russians and then from everybody else, and how we look back in time now on Discovery Channel and anywhere else that broadcasts and see how close we came to actually killing ourselves off. Or how silly. We can tell how old a movie or a TV program is by everybody in the program is smoking.
Yes.
Doctors used to suggest to people to smoke. It was a normal thing to do. Doctors smoked themselves. But today we look at it and say how foolish we were. Someday soon we will look at how we are actually working to destroy humanity on this planet. There are almost as many cell phones as there are human beings on this planet. And not only cell phones, but also towers to power these cell phones.
And they're getting stronger.
We've got 4G, LTE, so on and so forth. And we have all of the cell phone tower companies, whether Verizon or others, are telling us about how their system won't drop calls.
Right.
They won't drop calls because they got more towers.
Right.
So we're living in a soup of electromagnetic fields. And if we could see it, we would probably find that we walk around in a cloud all day long, in a fog.
Yeah.
In this form of soup. And it is impossible. And one of the things that only 10% of the population are electrosensitive now is because they have gone through that period in time where a death in the family, a change in their environment, a change socially, marriage status, so on and so forth, will affect their immunity, will create so much stress that their systems break down, and that's when they become electrosensitive.
Okay, so it's emotionally attached.
It's just a question of time. We all are human beings. We all go through different things. And next time something happens to us, we will become possibly one of that 10%, becoming 50%.
Okay.
Up to now, our energies are strong enough to be able to repel, but how far can will we go before it breaks down? In the meantime, these flow devices protect us in our homes. We have devices that protect the whole house. We have devices that will protect the school. We have devices that will protect you as you wander about on a daily basis, whether you're in your car. Your car, whether you're driving an electric car or a hybrid, today vehicles are electronic devices that transmit and receive continuously as well.
You know,
They all have Bluetooth. They all connect to your cell phone, whether you have Ford or GM. They all do the same thing.
Okay.
And they all connect to a satellite, and they all broadcast information about how well your car is doing on your computer if you want to pay for that program.
That's true.
It tells you if you've got low air in your tires or when your oil change is due.
Yes.
It tells you how much mileage you got on your car right at this very moment. So everything is a question of transmission and receiving. So even in your automobile, you're in trouble.
Wow. And that's
and
all
because you want to protect the environment by buying an electric car, you're actually going to be riding inside a battery.
Right.
So the only way you can protect yourself is by transforming these frequencies into non-noxious frequencies. And frequencies, while we're at it, why not make frequencies that are beneficial for our own health, that will reinforce our signature, our identity, who we are, our sacred geometry.
Yeah. So they're going to break the bad frequency into something that more like the Schumann waves.
More like Schumann waves, in the whole harmonics of Schumann.
Right. Well, that's a good thing.
Well, that's perfect.
Yes.
Because we find that we wanted to prevent and protect, but now we're actually finding that we're reinforcing your precious health as well.
Right. And that's the most important thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
they're already electrosensitive, we have flow drops.
Oh, they're liquid.
These drops are an amalgam of the different frequencies, and frequencies in a diluted manner will actually neutralize the frequencies that are affecting your cells and forcing the cells to go into reverse spin.
Wow.
And they protect themselves. They shut down slowly. But at the same time, they don't protect themselves either.
Wow. Okay.
So the drops, if you're already electrosensitive, I think everybody is electrosensitive. We just show it in different ways. When you go see your doctor and you're not feeling well, you've got these constant headaches, or you have a problem concentrating, or you're feeling like flu-like and it's not quite breaking, or you feel more stressed than usual, you're not getting proper sleep, or you can't seem to be able to sleep, you wake up at 3, 4 in the morning, you have to look at, when you go see your doctor, he's not going to say, you're not going to say to your doctor, "Doc, I'm EMF'd."
No,
you don't
not.
Say that. You go see your doctor and say, and he's going to say, "Well, come, let's look at your lifestyle. You're stressed. We'll give you antidepressants."
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that'll fix you.
Really,
we'll medicate you until the symptoms go away.
Right.
When the problem is really the problem is more and more identified by doctors that are studying this.
So,
you're seeing a rise in autism, a rise in breast cancer, a rise in the prostate cancer, so on and so forth, at the same time as we're seeing a rise in the use of EMFs.
Yes, yeah, so it's a direct relationship.
There's a correlation there.
A correlation. Okay. So our technology isn't as terrific as we think.
Well, terrific, yeah, the technology is terrific. But the effect on a human communication system is devastating.
Yeah, but technology borns other things too, like your flow products.
Yeah. So the flow product will protect us until we get smarter.
Until we save ourselves, until we get smarter.
Yeah. We get more educated
first.
About it. And we find different ways. But maybe they'll build these things into their devices someday so that they'll transform.
Well, that would be the smart thing to do, you would think.
So in the meantime, what I've done is I've put on the betterhealthcommunity.com site, an EMF danger. If you click on that, it'll take you to an image that you just have to click on the image. It'll take you to emftransformation.com and how the transformation process works.
Yeah, and there's a number of videos on there, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You have
it's really interesting.
A huge choice
incredible.
Of videos.
Yeah.
And you have a definition of each one of these flow products, how they protect the home, how they protect corporations or industry, and also how they protect you personally or even protect you from your cell phone by creating a flow field around you. So, you know, we say, go with the flow. You can't fight it.
That's right. Go with the flow. That's really cool. So you have the individual, you have put the same one in your car? Is that what you would do?
You can. Okay. If you have a personal flow, to protect you while you're in your vehicle.
Okay, and you wear that, that's for you in the car, right?
You put it in your pocket or you put it in your...
Okay. And then, let's see. Oh, you even have a thing that defines radiation on there.
I'm sorry?
It's a great website, actually. Congratulations. Did you do this? Oh, that's where you do. You stick it right on the bottom of your cell phone.
That's right, yeah. You stick it right to your cell phone. You change cell phones. You can take it off, put it on a new one.
Oh, so it's... Okay. And then your cell phone, you can stick it in your pocket and you won't get breast cancer.
That's right. You
heart
put
attack.
It in your pocket. The reason why we put it on the cell phone close to the antenna is that, just like a radio, the stronger the frequency of your radio, the less noise you're going to hear in the background. The more power that you can connect to on the EMF scale with these devices, the more powerfully they will protect you.
Okay. And so you have... And you have one for the TV screen or the computer screen.
You have one for computer screens that are different from cell phones, from radio transmissions. They actually create their own electromagnetic field.
And you have one for the house.
And you have one for the house.
Wow. Okay.
So you protect the whole house from, even from geopathic stress, you can protect it from the electrical fields created by your electrical system in your house. From it'll actually protect your home from through the water system.
Through the
water is actually a carrier of information, so it actually protects the house from all forms of electromagnetic fields.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really great.
Because EMS will actually, if you have underground wiring, which is not, which is fairly frequent these days,
yeah.
What we call dirty electricity, that may come up through the floor in your home.
Okay.
It'll actually protect you from that as well.
That's really fantastic. These are great, great gifts.
Well, Christmas is coming. I think the best gift we can is to protect our loved ones, protect our families.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing you can do.
I think it's the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about generations here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and until everybody figures out the best way to protect society as well as have the advances of it, you need something like this.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's amazing.
It's an amazing system, and I know in Europe this is the way they are going more and more instead of trying to fight it. Although I think that municipalities in Germany and in the, I think in Sweden, Denmark, they're actually banning Wi-Fi in schools.
Well,
you can hardwire, but they will not. But again, they're not banning it in the homes. So the children that are electrosensitive in schools to Wi-Fi, and they go home and they have the same problem, and they end up sleeping in the problem as well.
So children who don't sleep well at night are usually are in a home where there's too much electromagnetic fields running around.
Well, one of the things that we do produce melatonin.
Yes.
And melatonin is our protector against cancers and many, many diseases.
Right.
And the body produces melatonin at night in the dark.
And there's very little darkness around.
Yeah, and women who have breast cancer, men who have prostate cancer, have less melatonin than healthy people.
Okay.
Now, what the body will produce melatonin in the dark, and you have to remember that light is a frequency.
Yes.
And if it mimics, if melatonin, if the body senses frequencies that mimic light, it will not produce oxytocin, or melatonin, I'm sorry.
Well, okay.
So we're looking at the possibility that melatonin, that women that are suffering from melatonin deficiency, we're looking at their environment to find out what it is that is keeping them from producing melatonin.
Amazing. Okay.
Especially pregnant women. Well, we say especially pregnant women only because we worry about a fetus that's under development.
Yeah.
But otherwise, everybody needs melatonin as protection. We're seeing too many rates of cancer and other diseases right now.
Yeah, especially in children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're out of town time, actually. So maybe we'll talk about this next week, too. We'll see.
It's a huge problem.
I'm not making
a sales pitch. I'm making a plea to everybody to please protect your children, protect your loved ones. This is more serious than we could ever imagine.
Yep, we will. Okay, so we have to go now. So,
okay. Thank you for
having
me.
And this is Judy Poole with Mastering a Healthy Life. And once again, check out betterhealthcommunity.com, EMF. Dangers, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you again for listening to Mastering a Healthy Life. Please join your host, Judy Poole, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to visit Judy's website at becomepainfree.net for more information about our show and what you've heard today.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.